Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
When you get down there, you want to make sure you're getting, you know, 6-7 instead of kicking field goals. And so this gives us another guy for that Josh can trust, even if he is covered, to throw him a ball, whether it's back shoulder, whether it's, you know, a fade in the back of the end zone. You know, there are, if you look at his tape, you'll see all of those throws at some point. And, you know, he makes his fair share. I think there's even a couple he probably would have wanted to make this year that he didn't. But if you look even back to Michigan State, he's a natural play above the rim basketball type player.
Brandon Bean on Keon Coleman. Tall ball. Start calling it tall ball. Now, maybe Coleman becomes one of the few receivers in the league where throwing fade patterns is worth it. Generally, it is not worth it.
Correct.
But Coleman might be one of the few. There are some where that's a good idea. There have been, historically, some that have been a good idea.
Yeah, is right now Shakir their only receiver who's sub-6 foot, or is even sub-6 foot? Because Samuel's not, I don't believe. And like all their up, like Hollins is tall and Justin Shorter is tall.
He's listed at 6 foot, Shakir.
Shakir, so they don't have a single receiver under 6 foot, which is fine. Unless KJ Hamler or somebody like that is. But yeah, they're going to be very big and not fast.
Can I have some place that lists my height instead of actual? Can I be listed at 6 foot?
I think that's what your license is for.
Yeah, but your license, they don't list you like a football team lists these guys at heights and weights that they sometimes are not.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, oh, he's listed at 6'2", goes to the combine, he's 6 foot and a quarter.
You could massage that on your license, can't you?
I don't know.
Can't you, do you just tell them, or do they don't measure you, do they?
I think they measure you.
They measure you?
I don't know.
They don't just ask what your height is? I can't just tell them I'm 6'1".
Yeah.
Like, and then they put that on there?
I'm just a shade under 6 foot. I want to list it 6'1". Let's do it. 6'1".
Well, there's no one in the world that's 5'11".
That's right.
No one in the world is 5'11".
That's right.
It's a proven fact.
803-0550.
You want like Sports Radio Reference where we go and click on Jeremy White's page?
And it's like, oh, he's 6'4", 230.
Right.
This guy's built like a he's a
linebacker.
He's a monster.
Right. Hamler's 5'9", by the way, so he's one of their smaller guys.
Okay.
And maybe their only guy that's like being seen as like, well, speed is his thing. Hamler ran a 4.27 at the combine and was a second round pick, and then he had injury problems. So I'm like praying he's going to be something.
KJ Hamler?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Crossing my fingers. Can KJ Hamler give me anything? Guy they picked up off the street, because he was once a good prospect, and I feel like he's the only guy they have like that. Who else do they have? It's smaller. I don't need him to be smaller, but who else has 4.27 speed? Once upon a time. That's it. There's no one else on the team where like they're, well, Isabella, I guess, which is funny enough. The guy I also fell in love with at camp last year and then didn't do anything. Maybe Hamler can be different. I don't know.
803-0550. It's more calls in here on Keon Coleman, what it means for the Bills, whether you really do think another move is coming. I don't. I think they are what they are right now, and that, you know, the addition of, boy, anybody out there on the market, whoever it is.
Well, let me ask you. They have right now, I just looked at Spotrick, they have $3.6 million under their on their salary cap right now. They have $3.6 million, and they're going to need a shade over four to sign all of their rookies.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get 10.5 for Tre'Davious White on June.
And they're going to sign Yannick Ngakoue.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Like, we assume they're going to use that for
They're going to sign a defensive end.
Instead of...
Because they didn't draft one in a position where you would expect a contributor.
Round
five.
Five?
They're going to sign this year's Leonard Floyd. Right?
Yep. Yeah, that's probably right. Versus, what, Beckham?
Yeah.
They would rather do the defensive end. I think I'd probably lean that way, too. But they're going to do something with that money. And is it impossible that they would say we're good at defensive end, we're good at Epinesa at a big year?
I think it's very unlikely.
So you think it's more likely they're done at receiver than they are at defensive end?
Well, put it this way. Yannick Ngakoue or someone like that could command $7 million, right?
Right.
And there's not a receiver on the market. Beckham is the best idea, but I'm not sure you'd want to pay him that. There's one
for that amount of money.
Yeah, there's one receiver on the market that would command that money, and in defensive end, you might have like three or four guys. Yeah, I think they'll add Yannick Ngakoue or who's the other defensive end that's available right now. There's
Jerry Hughes. I saw on that list.
There you go.
Unless you get another DeAndre Hopkins this year, where like, hey, someone becomes available, sometime during the spring or summer, and hey, they got this check coming in June for Trey White. Like maybe that's the best hope?
Maybe. Chris in Buffalo. What's up, Chris? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Talking about Coleman, I think a good comp for him is Mike Williams. Big, not the fastest guy. Gets those contested catches. What I like about Coleman is he played college basketball, and I know he didn't play a ton, but he played at Michigan State. It's not like he was playing at UB, so, you know, very athletic. I think he can be coached up. His get off the line is going to be coached up. He'll get better at that. And a little disappointed that we took a deep.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Tackle with our third pick and a running back with our fourth when Troy Franklin was sitting there late in the third round. With a team that struggles with cap space, I don't think a rotational defensive tackle in the third round and a backup running back in the fourth round is really helping us with those rookie contracts. You know, those are guys you can pick up for nothing in free agency.
Yeah. On the Mike Williams cop, thanks, Chris. I don't mind that one. I mean, Coleman would have to get better beating man coverage, but Williams is a guy that's, what, huge?
Plays on the outside.
Sometimes.
Doesn't win with speed, wins with, like,
size and technique, yeah. And he's got great hands. He has had trouble staying healthy. One of the things about Mike Williams is, if you feel like doing this, go for it. Because when he was released by the Chargers as a cap casualty, I immediately went and saw, like, all right, what did he do last year? And his highlights, he played, it's almost like he's a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
He's big, and so many of his throws were the same throws you see to Travis Kelce. Run 7 yards, turn around, catch it, and move up the field. Like, they used him in that way. And I don't know how much Keon Coleman will get some of that. Of course, like, if he's playing over the middle. The Bills will have so many options over the middle of the field for Allen. There's no doubt about that. With Shakir and Kincaid, and now, if Coleman is prowling the middle of the field, his size, you're gonna do that. So that comp's not, I don't mind that comp. Of course, Coleman has to kind of grow into that. He's got to improve a lot at beating man coverage to do that. But that's where coaching a player up comes in. You know, you're not, a lot of these guys, you're not getting perfect prospects. The perfect prospects come at the top of the draft. And from there, what are you supposed to do? Right? This is how the draft goes. If you draft in the top 10, you got near perfect prospects. Everybody else, it's about coaching and player development. Nobody's talking about how the Bears have to develop Adunze or how the Cardinals have to develop Marvin Harrison Jr. Sure, they will, and they'll continue to work to get them to be the best receivers they can be.
Yep.
But the top three guys were said to be pretty much NFL ready to go. Marvin Harrison Jr. was a number one receiver in the NFL last year, quite possibly. So,
but it's what you have. What do you have to develop?
Yeah,
because getting open, beating man coverage, those feel like the things that Coleman, you have to teach him to get better at, are the things that are the hardest to get better at.
Yeah.
Which, again, like, will there be Allen comparisons from now until the start of the season? Probably, because that's what I said about Allen. Was, okay, time to develop. You got to develop accuracy. That's the hardest thing to develop once you make it to the pro level. But he did. So, can Coleman develop getting open? Like, I shouldn't be close to it.
No. Kyle tweets in, I like this. Two questions, Kyle writes in. Do you believe we feel different if the Bills just took Coleman at 28 and or if they took Worthy as the only receiver instead? One at a time. If the Bills took Coleman at 28, would we feel any different? No. I would not feel
I feel different about the Kansas City trade.
Yes, that's right. I would feel different about that.
And, but about him specifically, I don't think so.
Or the pick. And the other part of it is if they took Worthy as the only receiver. If the Bills took Worthy as their only receiver, I don't think I feel much different. Worthy's a different kind of receiver. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of speed there. But I would still be kind of in a, you only took one? How'd you only take one? What about the other guy in this offense? And it's, to me, it's key that they stayed away from Worthy and they drafted the biggest guy they could. Maybe not as big as Johnny Wilson out of Florida State, but they drafted a big guy and they signed another relatively big guy in Quintez Cephas. He's not huge, but like you said, like the size there, ball winner is the idea.
Right.
803-0550. Thanks for the tweet, Kyle, and thanks for the call, Chris. Jeremy and Joe, good Tuesday morning. Lindy Ruff coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll chat with the Sabres head coach. He's back. Find it interesting, like, what's the job like now for him, right?
Yeah.
He coached here for 17 years.
Is that the number? It was that long?
Yeah.
He's here in 98, right? 90, well, I got his player profiler up, which starts in 79. He is their coach in 97, 98. And he's done in
2013. 16 years. Yeah, yeah. Darcy might have been that. 17 years. Lindy, 16 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, how different is it from coming in every year versus, all right, let me get a look at this roster. See what we've got here.
Right.
We'll talk about it with Lindy coming up at 8. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a call on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.